long week.
Long fucking week. But we made it to the end. So you know what that means. Two Deep Podcast. Every fucking Friday.
I'm off next week.
Got it. Hey, pop, 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 pop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of your favorite fucking podcast. We got a nice brew. PK, why don't you introduce it?
Bro, I've been fiending.
This guy's been itching for a brew.
Sam Adams Cold Snap White Ale. Now, why, Mr. Anthony Caruso, do we have this beer?
So we have this beer because of a sponsor. Okay. Two-time sponsor now. Shout out to my ex-sponsor, Tom. Obviously, he gave us that last beer, the one that we
ex-sponsor?
Said.
Ex-sponsor?
So at Shamrock. So, like, we don't have... So when you first come into the company... Let's just crack this open while I explain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let's put you out of your misery. Cheers.
No, I was gonna listen.
Over here as I'm talking with his fucking fingers ready to crack it. Just waiting. Okay.
Crikey.
Anyway, so basically, at Shamrock, when you first come into the company, we don't have bosses. You have what we call a sponsor, and they basically are the top person in that realm, whatever field it is, or somebody of high status that basically shows you the ropes. You know, they're your guide. They're not, yes, they might give you projects and stuff like that because that might be their position, but the sponsor is more so somebody that helps you out. Eventually you grow your own wings and you do whatever, but Tom was my sponsor when I was in the marketing department, for instance. Regardless, he gave us the beer before. I forget which one it was. I'll look it up in a second.
So he listens to the podcast?
I don't think he listens, but he knows about it and he knows that we are drinking beer, so he gave us the last one. If you remember, it was the one where we were like, it's just, it's got nothing special about it. It was the can. It was in that red can. I didn't scroll up and find it. But remember, we tasted it. It was solid, but there was just nothing special about it. Like, no distinct taste.
Oh, it's got to be far back.
No, it was like last...
It was last week?
No, last season.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. Like it's not like in our, like, immediately.
No. Too deep. The rankings.
Yeah, just go to last season.
Reisendorf Kolsch. It got a 7.25 average rating. So it was just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Was it that one?
All right, are we ready to rank this?
Yeah, but I didn't even get to the part of the story. Basically, he comes up today asking about... Because we were talking about the podcast. He wants to go, like, snowboarding and shit, whatever. He says, well, have you ever had, you know, Sam Adams? And I was like, I'm sorry, I do not rate Sam Adams. And I said that, like, I don't rate Sam Adams. Every Sam Adams beer I've had, I haven't liked. It's just been super average, if not good. And he was like, well, do you like, you know, Belgian whites? Or I was like, white ales? And I was like, oh, like, Belgian whites are, like, my go-to. Like, that's my favorite style, right? He was like, oh, well, that Sam Adams has a Cold Snap, which is that variety, as you could see. And I was like, all right, well, I'll give it a try. And here I am.
Probably the best beer we've had out of the can. Maybe because it's fucking... my first beer.
Every week this guy's like, this is the best beer I've ever had.
I'm going to pound through these.
It's very smooth. It doesn't have a bad taste. It's definitely better than their standard lagers.
Alright, you ready to rate it?
But it's very, like, basic amongst... Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, 7, 2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was thinking 7-2 in my head.
You know, I bumped it up 7-2 a little bit because, like, you know, it's good. It's enjoyable. But it's just like,
I mean, there. This guy is biased. Like, I feel like this whole season, your rankings will be inflated, and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go back and look at your average rating from this season compared to all the other ones, and I'm gonna see if it's higher. 7.2.
You had a higher. You have a higher average than me this season.
We'll fucking find out at the end.
Look right now. Look right now. Look at this. Last week. Me 8.2, you 8.6. The week before I had 7.9, you had 8.2. Then, all right, the one before that,
You have two lowers, and you have... I have three higher than you, and you have two higher than me.
Yeah.
But it's relative. We'll find out. I'm not doing the calculations now. We'll find out on the finale.
Since I started this hiatus, you've been rating it hard.
I've been what?
You've been rating it higher than me.
Allegedly. We'll find out.
Yeah, maybe as the season goes on. It's actually one month till, from recording of this episode, 1 month till Easter, which means a month from yesterday is when I break the fast. Because what I'll do is
good. You're just counting down the days,
good,
huh?
Good Friday. What's gonna happen is Good Friday.
You pull up your calendar and count all the good days Friday, every single fucking day.
No, I just know what the day is. But Good Friday, right, is April 7th. Right? So what's going to happen is, you know, you fast, or on Good Friday I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat except one full meatless meal, right? So I'm going to be hungry.
After sundown?
Right? No, at 11:50 p.m., I'm going to be at the cliff, okay? And at 12, I'm going to get myself an order of wings and a pint. Right there.
Pint of what? Stella? What's going to be the first? Well.
No, bro. Can't it's got to really be a first no, beer. Honestly, it's going to be like a cold Corona.
A Roni?
Yeah. Bro, it's got to be. Just something to like ease back into it, you know?
Just a Roni? I feel like that's such a bad choice.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to get back into it. Cliff don't have Allagash White, bro.
Cliff we're talking ain't like
about
that.
We're talking about the cliff. Yeah, bro, because it's a hole in the wall fucking pub.
Gotta have Allagash, man. On
you
tap. Get
it, you know where they have it? At Blarney. I told you that.
Blarney?
You know where that is?
No.
The fucking train station in Rutherford here? You never go into Rutherford. Bro, it's literally 10 minutes from your crib.
I also don't go to bars. So.
Which there's is like, that. Which doesn't make sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because you
I'm grinding and I'm saving money.
Yeah,
but I'll go to a bar when I'm 40.
Yeah, but you're not going to like... You're not spending that much money at the pub, you know?
It adds up.
You drop... Yeah, but you go once a week to the pub, it don't hurt.
Once a week, bet. How much you spend? How much you spend in once a week?
Depends how lit you get.
How average... Average night.
At the pub?
Yeah.
Like if you go to Cliff, you're spending...
Just give me a fucking number.
$50.
$50 a week, 52 weeks in a year. That's $2,600 you've spent if you go once a week throughout the year.
Now get rid of nicotine. How much do you save?
All right. Let's do the math. So $15 per, I'd say, 2 a week, 30 a week. So $30 a week times 52 weeks in a year, 1,560.
So I would rather spend the extra 1,000 and go to the pub once a week than fucking smoke that shit. How about that? So I'm paying.
I have some choice words for you, sir.
Yeah, hit me.
No.
What? No. I'm serious. Doesn't mean like, you know, you have to pick one. I'm just saying like if I had the choice. I would go fucking to the pub. You know?
If I had a choice, I wouldn't do either. But I don't. My body is telling me I must.
It's not hard to quit.
You are backed by religion, sir.
What do you mean I'm backed by religion?
You have a reason. We talked about this, right? We talked about this all last episode, right? All right,
so you want to
bet... You have a reason.
You want to bet that, like, I will go... I won't touch one of those things for a whole year? For no... Just even after...
But how
like,
can I... How can I enforce that? Bro, when you're out with your boys and you get a little two-bang, you're not going to say shit,
no,
are you?
I said I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm serious. I'm not...
But after Lent?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore. I said I'm done. Bro, I mean, if you go...
Listen.
Because here's my point. If I could go...
You're like that now because you're in that mindset, right? You're in that mindset. Once you get out of the mindset, you start drinking all the time. Your buddies have it. Then you're like, ah, fuck it. I don't have to follow this rule. But you're so caught up with the Lord and Savior that you gotta give up something. So now you've given up something for what? 16 fucking days? Hoop the fucking raw. Let's see how you are in a few months.
Yeah.
When you don't have that reason. And that'll prove everything that we said the last episode true.
I'll be just fine.
We'll find out. $50. End of the year, you rip.
You want to
at least once.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
Live on air, we're shaking.
$50. I'm fine with putting $50 then.
Ooh.
Bro, it's not even tempting.
Yeah, no shit, because you have the Lord on your side. Some people don't have God.
Later on,
some people walked away from God, and God gave them an addiction.
Well, whose fault is that? Well, looks like
it's God's fault because he's a fucking asshole.
Looks like it's good to have God in my life because he's clearly having a positive impact, at least in that sense, right? There's nothing wrong with me stop not doing that, even if it was just for 40 days, right? It's a break, gives my lungs a break. Haven't been coughing.
Yeah. Right.
It's a big change, you know?
I don't want to turn into Dario, man.
What do you mean, Dario?
He's always hacking up a lung, bro.
Yeah, but it's not from smoking, bro. He just, like, for some reason before...
He doesn't smoke?
No, like, not like... Not, he, no, you know what
he's...
No,
saying.
He has
he
a hookah.
To, right?
He has a hookah. That's what he has.
Oh.
Bro, he has a... I went to his crib once. He has a hookah this big. Like, yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, it's like... Probably like fucking 3 feet tall.
That's more than 3 feet. That's like 4 feet, dog.
No, I mean, if you're sitting down, it's like here.
Okay, so that's more around 3 feet.
Yeah. Dude, and this guy just like carries it out when I was over his crib.
Puts it down.
Yeah, but no, he just said he likes
Dario,
to spit.
Dario, let me catch the invite.
He likes to spit,
dude,
but dude.
He's always doing that.
Yeah, but bro, if you're like drinking like fucking some shit like Coca-Cola like he does and then start running around, like you get phlegm in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, there's a Russian guy on our team. He fucking literally drinks like Coke and Pepsi before the game and during the game and like halftime.
During the game?
You don't see him
I've
at halftime.
I've never seen him do that.
Bro, at halftime, he's literally drinking a Coke.
I've never seen him do that.
Yes, bro,
I'm
he
look
does.
Next time.
You have to see it, but crack, he's got like his fucking Coke bottle he's drinking. Like at halftime.
At halftime? What?
Bro.
Nah.
You think if he's doing it before the game, he won't do it during halftime?
Why does he like Coke so much?
And Pepsi. It's
soda.
Coke or Pepsi. Bro, I don't know. He said he likes to drink it. Like it gives him energy. Like for the games. He needs something like sugar.
And he's not fat at all. He's a pretty scrawny guy. Like.
Yeah, he's skinny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But he'll fuck... No, if he walks in, watch. He literally comes in drinking, like, fucking soda.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fucking wild.
Oh, man. All right, well...
You hate video games, yeah?
Yeah, I do. So I got... the other day, Christina gave me an interview.
An interview?
Yeah, it was an interview because she's doing some kind of project, right? And she's in, like, CS, her major. So, a lot of the kids that she's surrounded by are a bunch of dweebs, play video games. They said, oh, we want to do a project on the effect of mental health on video games. So, she gave me a whole interview on mental health and stuff. Yeah, but then I can't see her face. I'm straight on.
I'm just worried because it looks a little quiet.
So, don't face like this.
That's fine. That should be fine.
So...
Technical issues.
So
fuck.
So yeah, she's doing the she gave me an interview on like mental health.
What do you mean interview?
Like she literally just asked
interviewed
me,
for what?
Like she was had to do like a study, but she gave me an she has to have a recorded interview of someone asking them questions about like the effects of video games on your mental health. And okay. I literally just said like the whole time I was like, I don't play video games. I don't play video games. I think anyone who plays video games is a fucking dweeb.
What? And
negatively affects their life. What? Yeah. Like, I don't mean like, okay, bro. I don't mean like fucking playing Smash here and there or doing like they're like you play every once in a while. I mean like those people who fucking like get home and just play video games. That's it. And they don't do anything else with their lives. Those are the kids that I went to fucking school with. Like, the kids that... Look, wait. Let's bring up some examples. Bro, you went to NJIT. How many kids in your classes... Like, what percentage of, like, guys do you think were virgins? Senior year of college.
I never thought that. You think that shit?
Bro, no. This is what I think. I think, bro, how sad is it?
I can't make that comment.
Yeah, but no. But, like, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, how sad is it, like, for these dudes?
What do you mean you don't mean? Like, that's a very blunt question.
Yeah, but, like, bro, how sad is it that, like, these guys don't go out and, like, do anything? Like, bro, would you, like, how would you feel if, like, and yes, I 100% attribute their lack of social skills to women to video games. Because they find comfort in that, and they don't want to go out and experience things in real life. They don't.
I'd say that's the average. What types of those people?
Difficult social situations.
Okay. For example, spitting game. I hear what you're saying. So let me say. So you could spit game on air, 100%. I feel like my mentality on this has changed. I might have agreed with you a couple years ago, but I feel like now my mentality has changed on the whole gaming scene. Right? It's a very wide range of individuals. Very, very wide range.
Yeah.
And when you... The person that you're talking about is that classic weirdo nerd that plays fucking League of Legends and doesn't talk to girls, hasn't drank, hasn't smoked, doesn't go out. That type of person. Okay? That is your stereotypical gamer that you're... type of gamer that you're talking about.
Correct.
I do not think that is the majority. Okay? Especially with the growth of streaming websites where you see a lot of personality now coming out of these people and characters and you have communities being built and all this shit, right? I feel like that has changed the culture of gaming, right? Because you also have people, for instance, that play like sports games, right? Usually the people who play sports games, in my opinion, this is opinion based, are sports. Like soccer players play FIFA, basketball players play 2K, football players play Madden, right? There might be some crossover, but usually that's the way it works. You know, you might have those people who don't play sports, but they like the sports games, but whatever, right? Those aren't weirdos. They still have social settings, social skills.
Yeah.
Okay? You have people like that play COD and shit like that. Like, those aren't, the, like, yeah, maybe some of them That's are it. Weirdos. But at the same time, like, especially, like, once you actually are listening to these people talking, like, they're not all just whack jobs.
Yeah, they're not all, but the now... Like, yeah, okay, it may not be the majority, but it's definitely
and
a growing...
And they can make a fuck ton of money from streaming. Yes, it's a toss-up,
but that's like saying... But, yes, you say that. Yeah, you're right. And we can make a fuck ton of... You can make a fuck ton of money from being a professional soccer player. But the 99% of people aren't going to make a fuck ton of money from streaming. Because they're not... Like, it's just that simple. Like, it's the same thing. Like, we could say, like, oh, well, we're going to... We can make a fuck ton of money playing soccer. But we're not going to because we're not good enough. It's the same thing with them.
Yeah, but that's like their getaway. You know what I'm saying? They have... Because I am not so involved in gaming. I don't do it all the time. But I'll get these stretches where I'll go back and I'll fucking play Minecraft for like a month, you know? Once a year, I'll play for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And that, no, it's fucking fantastic. I love it. And then I'll go back to it and that's that, right? And I play Smash all the time with Juan. Probably, I would say, 4 times a week, we'll play. Hour sessions, just going at it. We'll have friends, whatever. Like, those are social things that, yes, it might not be the in-person style that most of these people you're talking about would encounter, right? Because everything's through the mic and you don't see anybody's face.
Yeah.
But they're, if they have a mic, they're still talking to people.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Like, it's easier for me to call, have a difficult conversation on the phone at work, for example, than to go up and see someone face-to-face and have a difficult conversation. You know what I'm saying? And, face-to-face interactions are, extremely important at all levels of society when it comes to social life and when it comes to professional life as well. Like, I think that it's probably the most important thing. Now, granted, okay, maybe in some situations, no, that's not necessarily always the case, but I think that the impression you make on someone is most significantly impacted or made the first time you meet in person. Let's say, for example, you've been dealing with someone over the phone or on Zoom. That's not going to have as big of an impression on someone than a face-to-face interaction. Now, yes, you might be correct that there's a big, a large, maybe majority of people who aren't dweebs or weirdos, but the community is sure as hell growing. I mean, there's more and more kids. I've spoken to my mother as a high school teacher. You know, there's a larger majority of kids who are just, you know, less social. They don't, you know, they're very in their shell. You don't come, you know, like back in the day when I was in high school, it was like that group of kids was like one table out of 20 in like the whole fucking cafeteria, you know.
Yeah.
You'd find different types of people, but it was a lot of athletes, you know, like you had the dudes who were like potheads, you had the, yeah. you know what I'm saying,
you had your cliques.
Yeah, it was like you had the cliques. You had the soccer players, you had the football players, you had the basketball players, you had the ghetto table, you had you know what I mean? It was everyone. You had the white trash table. You had, the fucking rich kids table. You know, and here, nowadays, I could guarantee you it's, that probably went up to, five or six. If you take, 20 tables, five or six. Yeah, because, tables,
listen, I'm not, and it's I'm growing, not, and, listen, I'm not disagreeing
but that's,
with you.
But wait, before you go. If anything, that's a good thing that they're at, they find the community in person that they could talk to, you know,
yes.
You know, but my point is it ruins a lot of those kids. They can't even, when I was working with kids in college, I can't tell you how many of my group members couldn't even make eye contact with me. You know, how does that, that's not right, you know. That's not good. That's not good. You can't tell me that someone like that is gonna succeed in any facet of life aside.
Got it. My thing is this, okay? There's gonna be fucking weird people. You don't know that they're weird because they play video games. So you're entangling two different conversations. You don't know that the awkward people play video games. They might just be introverts and read books all day. Right, you're trying to attribute that attribute of those that people, yes, to video games. Listen, I will agree with you in the sense that people that get caught up in the video games and they're very isolated will have poor social skills. I agree with you with that comment wholeheartedly. All right, are there examples in which that's not the case? Of course. But especially the very introverted people who like to play video games and that's all they do outside of going to school and fucking eating with their family, maybe going out with their family, right? They play video games. Those people will have poor social skills. I agree. What I don't agree with is that video games causes people to have poor social skills. In fact, I feel like I could make a very great argument as to why video games, not maybe not all, but some video games are actually improving people's social skills.
Like?
Like any RPG, like Call of Duty, right? When you get a group of friends and you're all in a party together and you're fucking sitting there talking, yeah, it's fucking nonsense. Yeah, you might be bullshitting. But when you're in the game, especially if you're playing with competitive players who are actually like want to try at the game, and you guys are communicating, you guys are talking to each other, not to mention, especially not even just like Call of Duty, but even think about Fortnite, which is probably one of the biggest issues with the younger generation. You have a squad of four, sometimes you run duos, and you're nonstop communicating with each other. Does that translate to the real world? Maybe not. But you know what translate is in between fucking games in the COD lobbies when you're fucking tearing into the other team, sometimes even your own teammates, and there's this back and forth drawing. Bro, the only reason I'm as good at fucking arguing in public is because of video game lobbies. Because I'm so much quicker and witty because you only have a set period in between games. You gotta be quick. You gotta be quick in what you say. And if the other team's going at you and you gotta stay silent, then you lost. So, like, it teaches you some of those social settings. Yeah. Right?
I mean, I get it.
And especially now with Twitch, right? A streaming software that brings gamers together to watch a singular gamer, right? That person can communicate to them, but they have a chat box, right? Chat boxes are toxic as fuck. We all know that. But at the same time, you can communicate with other people, and then you have these conventions, right? You have like Comic-Con or Twitch-Con, shit like that. I want to go to an anime-con. 100%. That's in my bucket list before I die.
Scary. Well, actually, anime, I find that there's a lot of normal people
who but I was just using those like an expo, like a video game expo or a Twitch-Con where they all come together and they're all talking to each other, bro.
What's worse, going to like a video game expo or a porn expo?
Worse in terms of
like
moral standards?
You look at someone and you go like, who's the weirder person? Someone who goes to porn or like gamer?
Porn is weirder.
I actually agree with that. Because like gaming is like a hobby. You're meeting up. You're going to like a gaming convention.
Porn is dirty.
Porn is like, bro, are you like serious? Like you're going to like fucking look at like, you know,
fake ass women.
Yeah, but like,
you know what I heard?
Like you're like a fanboy of like fucking like, you know, like these porn stars and
like
stuff.
Like who?
I mean, like a lot of them. I mean, everyone sees like. It's not really like hidden knowledge anymore because they all show up on Barstool. It's like fucking what's her name, Lana Rhodes.
Bella Danger. Lana Rose has that thing with Logan Paul's friend.
Yeah, but no, they're done. But like,
I know, but then she had a baby with
Blake.
Blake Griffin, you dirty bastard.
Then, but then Lana Rose, and then there's
Riley Reid.
Yeah, Riley Reid's famous. Bella Danger, she was on Barstool.
She's going to a college now.
Yeah, I know, dude. Nuts.
And, like, you think she's getting just train ran on her?
Or no,
you think
dude. She's not fucking anybody? No, because I feel like, bro, when like you go like, I feel like when you go like, when you go through like the porn industry, it's like, girls aren't going to be attracted to guys that are like fangirling. Like fan.
I don't know. Maybe she's got that kink.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
Like
she likes
she
when a guy's just obsessed
like
with her.
Like when I heard like see the videos come up. Like, I mean, who knows? Maybe
her,
I
only see updates when she's on a podcast.
She doesn't, like, Riley Reid, like, when she goes on things, she sounds like the type that would be like that.
No, I saw interviews with her, like, podcast, that, like, she was talking, like, she's, like, trying to get out of that, like, people are just constantly asking her, and, like,
they, yeah, like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, 2-3 years ago, she wasn't
like that. 2 years ago,
like
maybe,
that.
Yeah.
But Bella Danger just doesn't sounds like a normal person. It's just that I feel like when
sounds like a normal person,
yeah,
even
but,
though that's her fucking porn name.
Yeah, but like look at it this way. Like, she's very like think about it like this. You become so like at that level, sex is. It's not even like you become desensitized. At that point, like a lot of times, like sex is like. It's your job, you know? So, like, at a certain point...
It's not like, it literally is.
No, no, it's your job. So, like, at that point...
But they have to enjoy it.
What?
They have to enjoy it. They wanted to do it.
You have to hear them talk about, like, what they have to do. I mean, like, it's, you know, like, at first you have to do, like, this... I forgot who got into this. I think it was Danny D or whatever was on, like, one of the fucking... Like, I watched, like, a podcast with him. He was talking about it. He's like a male porn star, because he came up on like my
Danny YouTube. Dimes.
No, not Danny Dimes. Shout out to Danny Dimes, who got a new contract. But I'm not a Giants fan, so I don't care. He was talking about how like, I mean, a lot of porn stars have talked about like you sit there and you have to like sign hella paperwork prior to starting the video, like. You have to go through, like, days of testing. And then after that, you're finally there to shoot the scene, right? It's like you have to take still shots for, like, a while. So literally just imagine, like, standing there and, like, posing.
That you're fucking.
Yeah, that you're fucking. You're, like, posing. And they're taking pictures. But, like, let's say you're basically doing, like, you're sitting there with the motion. But, like, you're not, it's not like you're fucking. You're literally just sitting there with your dick inside of, like, the girl or whatever. And then, like, it's... You have to, like... There's... It's... Just imagine, like, you're fucking... There's, like, a camera right next to, like, your dick.
Yeah, but they're used to that. Like, they have to get used to that.
Yeah, but they talk about it. It's like... The guy was talking about it. He's like, you get used to it.
And for the guys, you don't start up right away fucking the bad bitches. You know, you're fucking the grannies.
Nah, I mean, chicks. Like, it depends, you know? Not always, you know?
How did this conversation get here, bro? Talking about fucking porn stars.
No, because we're talking about porn convention.
Porn convention is definitely weirdo. Way weirder than games. Porn convention is the weirdest convention. Changed my mind.
Well, I think... Alright, well, if we're on the topic of, like, video games fucking people up, let's talk about porn fucks people up, because that's actually true, you know, that's undebatable. I mean, like,
yep,
everyone could, like, there was a good I saw a good phrase, or like a good thing, like a psychologist said. He's like, the reality is, for like a parent and like this, like, who's raising kids in this generation, especially like a young boy, it's not like if your kid is gonna like see porn, it's a matter of when, you know. Yeah. Like, it's inevitable. Like, you're like a teenage boy's eventually gonna come across it, you know, and they're gonna discover that shit, no matter what. But like, eventually down the line, like, what it, like, just think about it from this perspective. Back in the day, like, a teenage boy in 2023, right, will have seen more tits than, like, a royal from, like, the 1800s.
Cap.
1,000%. Cap. You don't think that you've seen more pairs of tits than a royal from, like, the 1800s? I 100% have.
When they can fuck any woman they ever want, probably every day. I mean, I guess they're not scrolling,
but
right?
But that's the thing. You're saying every day. You didn't watch porn every day at some point? You didn't want... And, like, you literally go through... Like, you're scrolling through. You see how many pairs of tits, how many times...
Okay, I agree.
You see what I mean?
Okay, I agree. I agree.
But think about how... And you're talking about a royal, like, who's at the top of, like, the chain. Now we're talking about, like, every kid in, like, America, you know? And, like, in every boy in America, yeah. Like, or, like, teenage boy, and then moving even, like, older. I mean, there's a lot of older people who, like, you know, still, like, have a porn addiction. And it's kind of like, just imagine you're a that's not even, like, that's everyone just becoming so desensitized to, like, seeing tits, you know what I mean?
It definitely affects your image of sex. Are we really talking about this?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it.
I mean, we're talking about, like, shit that's... Yeah, let's do it. Whatever. This should be, like, the main topic.
This is literally way too deep. This is way too deep.
Go ahead. You don't have to talk... No.
Let's talk. Let's get deep.
All right.
So, I agree. I think with porn, it's like... It's not necessarily jacking off, right? Jacking off isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not. That's not.
You know, problem. People. There's actually studies that I've seen a lot of that show that actually for men it's yeah, better.
It's good to do it every but once in a while.
Especially. Doing it with porn is the issue, because it in the way for the porn stars, right? Same thing you said. It desensitizes sex, because even if you're like fucking a girl, you have the opportunity to like see literally any girl you could fucking imagine. Any yeah. style, body, hair, face, color, whatever is available to watch.
Exactly. Yep.
So I feel like if, like, when you actually get into that moment, it's not, like, it's different because, obviously, you're not just fucking beating your dick with a fucking, your hand. Yeah, so you're fucking. But it's not, like, I feel like it's not as.
Yeah, because.
How do
because,
I fucking say
because
this?
Because think about it when you. No, I was going to say this. Like, you're, like, just to point out what you're saying. Like, when you're fucking, like, for the first... Generally, when kids go to have sex for the first time, they've already been watching porn. And, I mean, by the time... After, like, years of watching it, you're not watching, like people just go into, like, missionary or whatever, yeah. You know? Like, you're not...
You're seeing all these different positions.
You're seeing, like, the crazy shit. And, like... You know, if you're just starting to do it, like, you're not doing any crazy shit. So, like, you could see how that might become a problem because, like, you've become desensitized to just normal sex, you know, or normal seeing a pair of tits.
You're
looking at a 16-year-old. You're a 16-year-old looking for, in my case, it was a 17-year-old girl. Like, she's not going to look like fucking Mia Khalifa,
fucking
you know?
Lisa Ann.
Wow, dude. That was from, like, back
classic.
In the day.
That's a classic.
That's, like, when we were
she's
fucking young.
Now.
Yeah.
But I was...
She's retired, though, no? Yeah, yeah I think yeah, she's retired. Yeah. But, that was, like, our, like... That's when we were younger.
Whenever somebody get megged in soccer, I'd always be like, close your legs, Lisa Ann. Love that one. But what I was saying is that, like... Fuck. I lost it again.
No, yeah, you become so desensitized.
Yeah. You become desensitized, but...
Yeah, when you go to do the real thing.
When you actually... Yeah, it's just like... You know, it's... Your body just kind of becomes used to it, and it's not... Like, the emotional value kind of gets, like... Dropped a little bit. You know? Because you have the ability to just, like... Go home... Like, I'm not... Like, it's not... Damn.
Yeah, but you... No,
it's
you
hard
lose.
To put in the words. Used to what?
Well, no, it alters you psychologically to the point where you don't enjoy it any... Like it... Not that you don't enjoy it, but it's like... That's why, like, you might
it's
have
not
trouble,
as tantalizing.
Like,
that's what I want to say.
A what?
It makes it not as, like, tantalizing. You don't know what that word means? That's a great word.
Tantalizing.
Like...
Add this to my dictionary.
Tormenting or teasing with the sight of a...
exciting one's senses.
That's what it is. Okay. Exciting one's senses or desires. Like, it's kind of just, you know, more sex.
Yeah.
Because, you know... How do I say this? If, like, you're just, like... let's say you're hanging out with a chick, right? And, you know... You don't fuck. You can always just go home and jack off. You know, you always have that. You always have that fallback.
I mean, no, you could do that, but, like, that's not even from porn. Like, you could just do that anyway.
Do you think... Yeah, but especially, like, okay, good. This is another point that I'm thinking. So... Damn, this is so weird. So, like, if you're watching porn all the time,
yeah,
it's hard to just jack off.
Yeah, because you become so addicted. Because
you need, that stimulus, because, right? Because you need the stimulus.
Your brain, like, it's rewired. Like, it's legitimately an addiction, like, to
exactly
literally pull up porn and so watch it.
You can't not have that stimulus. Like, your body doesn't recognize it. Your body's like, okay, well, there's not titties and ass and pussy in my face right now, so why am I going to get hard? Right? And I say that, but guys get random boners, right? Like, yeah. So it's odd. But what I'm saying is, like, it's hard to just go from having an infinite library of girls to watch and use as stimulus to then just jack off with nothing.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Also, like, you become addicted to, like, watching porn and jacking off to the point where that turns you on more than, like, actually, the thought of fucking turns you on more than, like,
actually
fucking.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when you're in the
moment. Because it sets standards, right? Yeah. It sets standards where these women are fucking screaming, right? And they're fucking doing all this shit. This guy's throwing her around. This guy's lasting fucking, you know, what seems like hours. And, you know, women don't actually, I mean, not, you know, some women do, but not all women, like, act like that when they're getting fucked. Right? That's such a gross overestimate, because that's what they're doing. They're putting on a show.
Yeah.
Right? They're not, this isn't just sex. Like, they're putting on a show to make it seem like. Some
women might be like that, but that's like a gross exaggeration.
Exactly. It's a gross exaggeration of what sex actually is. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen, and this is what I wanted to bring up earlier, which we got sidetracked, but I was watching a video where a lot of these porn stars, guys, dicks are modified as fuck. They'll do injections before the shoot. They'll do all this shit. And I've seen they have fuck so often that their dick stops working.
Yeah.
Even if they're popping pills, right? That they actually get a metal rod implanted in their fucking cock.
Yeah.
What? Was it a Bella Danger? It was some fucking TikTok reel had her in a podcast, and like, one of the porn stars admitted it. Like, a lot of these porn star dudes' dicks are all fake as fuck. So even that kind of sets a self-conscious point, like, in these, especially, like, these young kids, because then when they actually go fuck,
yeah, you think,
and like, they're not performing like these cats are. They're not making the bitch scream like these cats are. Their fucking dick isn't as fucking big as these guys are. Then they're going to start not liking sex. And they're going to start, like you said, right? They start liking the idea of sex. But they would much rather just go home and jerk off, because they're going to fucking nut every time. The
embarrassment.
They're going to have to. Exactly. They're going to nut every single time. It's not going to be awkward. It's not going to be weird. They're not going to feel self-conscious. And they're going to stop chasing
exactly.
the bag.
Exactly. It's weird, man. It could fuck you up. It's such an interesting thing, man. Like, is it morally... Like, if it was up to you, you're the fucking president, would you ban porn?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No. It's a whole industry. People's livelihoods are dependent on that. People make a lot of money off that shit. It's capitalism, bro. It's capitalism. You can't tell somebody, and this is a much bigger debate. This is a much bigger debate. And hold on, let me think for 1 second, because your statement could contradict yourself. Let me just think. Don't say anything. Just think. Let me think. Stop! You lasted 1 second. What is your opinion? Don't say anything. Don't sidetrack. I just want clear and clean answers. What is your opinion on abortion?
I'm absolutely against abortion.
You're against abortion?
Yes. I'm anti-abortion. But going back to the
point, are you in support of government officials stepping in to ban abortions?
You want my now my opinion?
I don't want an explanation. I just want.
I'm going to tell you my opinion.
Yes.
Like I don't think that it should be like outwardly banned. I'm against it, but we live in a free country.
You've contradicted yourself.
No, but wait. No. So you're saying no, president, but you're no, ban porn? No. But but I didn't finish my statement. I want to ban free porn. I think that people should have to pay to be able to access porn, because at that point it becomes capitalized, and it becomes like more difficult for your 11, 12, 13 year olds to access, versus like the free porn that like anyone could with a fucking phone could look up.
Anyone that's with my internet point. Access.
Yeah, literally. So you see my point? Is that not that's still capitalism? It's just you're capitalizing like.
So I like that. I thought you said you were gonna ban porn.
No, ban like free porn, like free porn, like OnlyFans and all that. Yeah, fine. Because like, who's able to really act? Yeah, sure. Okay, fucking 15-year-old scrapes some fucking money together. Or like gets a debit card and fucking spends his money in porn. Big deal. His mom gets the fucking bill in the mail. There you go. Now your mother knows you're not going to do it as much.
Can I please tell you? I want to tell you this funny ass story.
If you want to say it, go ahead.
So basically there was a period of time where, based off my parents' internet. No. Am I getting this wrong? I am. We had a family iPad.
And it's always the iPads, man. iPads cause so many problems.
The story is clear now. And I wasn't even, like, watching it, like, by myself, jerking off. It was at the time period where we were, like, just me and my friend group were, like, just discovering porn. That two of my friends came over. I'll leave their names unnamed. Two of my friends came over, and we were in my basement. I had the iPad. And we were all just watching porn. Dude, this is a brain blast for me. We used to do that. We used to just watch porn together.
Yeah, like, dude, when just you first to watch find it.
When you first, we all just used to just watch it together. So it was on there. And I forgot to delete my history after I was done. Parents got a hold of it. Parents came in to talk to me. And they were asking me so many weird questions. You know, why are you watching this? What were you doing? Like, all this stuff. And it was a very awkward conversation. Brutal. And I never want to have to live that again.
Brutal, man. I never got caught. Not once. Although, yeah, and I never got to talk
either. Have you ever got caught jacking off?
Nope. Not once.
I've had a couple close encounters. But never...
I don't remember...
Never like, actually caught. Like... Like, this is so fucking, we're opening up so much.
I mean, like, you don't have to say this. I haven't said anything.
I know, but it's just funny. Like, I say, fuck it. Like, this was when I was younger. So I was like, whatever. Yeah. It's just a funny story. And plus, like, we wanted to come into this podcast talking about video games. And I'd say the majority of the discussion that we've had has now been about porn. So if this is a 2D podcast, I don't know what is. So there's been a few times where, like, I'd be... You know, doing it, and I hear like my door creaking open, so I would just quickly, because I always did it with where the blanket was like above my knees.
Oh yes, yeah,
so just in case, because no locked doors in my household. Yeah, right, no locked doors. Yeah. So I would hear it, right, and I would just quickly phone down, grab blanket up, act like I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Right. Classic. They check. They leave. That's it.
I would never do it. I can never do it in my bedroom.
Have you ever played the That's Mom also Come probably Quick why game? I never...
No.
Mom Come Quick.
No, brother. You know about that game? Yeah, I know. Like you say
For
that.
For those that don't know,
you have to come.
You run outside. You say, "Mom, come quick," and you gotta go and come before she comes upstairs.
Yeah, but like I never.
Did I it. Never played I that never, game.
I
by
never
the
did
way,
it. I never did record. It in my bedroom because I always shared a bedroom with my brother. My whole life.
Wow, that's a different like perspective. So yeah, what happened?
So I never got. I would have to do it in the bathroom. Shower. I would never. Yeah, like before I shower, like whatever. Like it would be like no, it'd be it would
just
be
the, sitting on the no, toilet. No, bro, you want
yeah. And there was never a mess. You want to know the best part? It would be like Bro, this was like early high school peak porn addiction, man. Every day, bros, twice a day, every day, as soon as I got home from school, bathroom, and then before I showered, bang. And that was it, bro. I did that for like 2 years.
Such a bad... Did you ever use like soap? Or like shampoo or shaving cream?
Never soap. I did use like fucking like cream like a couple times or whatever, you know. No, not shaving cream, like Vaseline or some shit. You know.
Vaseline, that's such a mess.
Yeah, but
I mean, never like, used Vaseline.
Yeah, but that was like before I showered.
Let me for all my
classic
my jerkers.
I don't do it anymore.
Do not use shaving cream. It stings. Not actually on it, but it gets up in there, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, no, I
lessons learned.
I'll say this, like, honestly, like, I mean this purely, like, I haven't done it in a long time. Like, I can't even remember the last time I've done it. I stopped completely. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I have a girlfriend also, but, like, I haven't seen her, like, I don't do it. I've always done a good job with that. I've stayed true to not doing it, and, partially because, like, well, especially, like, watching porn, you know? But even, like, I mean, it's just better not to... It's better to be patient when it comes to...
It makes the moment
more gratifying. It makes the first time back that much better, if you know
what I mean. But it also makes it that much quicker.
Yeah, but when you have a long-term girlfriend, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not like... You don't even have to be embarrassed because it's, like... Like, for example, I've been dating Christina for 3 years. Fuck you think am I gonna... think is, like, if it lasts, like, fuck... doesn't last long, like, that's... Oh, you suck. Goodbye. No. It's not gonna happen. You know? Like, you don't have to worry about that
stuff.
Not to say that that's happened or not. We're waiting till marriage to have sex, so... That's for the podcast.
Anyway,
yeah,
would you consider watching porn cheating?
No, but I don't think you should do it. Now, yeah, I think that it's actually worse on the individual than it is on, like, your relationship. So, like, for example, like, if I'm a girl and, like, my boyfriend watches porn, I'm not upset at him because he's looking at other girls and, like, seeing other tits. That's inevitable anyway. Like, you're eventually... he would have seen 10,000 pairs of tits anyway before he started dating
you. Yeah.
It's the fact that he can't stop watching it and, like, you know, like, he needs to, like, beat his meat to something else. You know, like, the fact that he can't be disciplined enough to me is, like, a red flag to a certain degree. Because, like...
Red flag for what?
Just like that he's not, like, he can't control himself when it comes to, like, you know, like, being disciplined to us, because at a certain, like, especially sexually, you know, and it's bad for your brain. Like, it's going to be bad for your sex life. Wouldn't you think
maybe that's a sign of, because, like, in those cases, because you're thinking about the worst, right? That person isn't in control. It's a red flag that they won't be able to control themselves on, like, a night out because they.
Oh, so what's the best case scenario?
No. So on that subject, don't you think that in a way, for those types of individuals, that jerking off prevents them, or watching porn prevents them from actually cheating or doing something?
Well, if you can't, if that's the case, then why would you want to be with someone like that?
I mean, it's hard because. It's hard to think, like, that type of person that you're just fucking sex-oriented only, you know? But if I'm saying, like, in that particular scenario, for those individuals, if they are wanting to commit to somebody, but they're just a sex addict, and maybe it's a long-term relationship or long distance, or they don't see each other all the time, that like they need to fucking just release that.
So then deal with your girlfriend or something, like have her send you nudes or something. Like don't watch porn. Watch, I don't, like I said, no, my main facts. Argument is like
facts.
I don't think it's cheating. I don't think it's cheating, but I think like it's still not good. Like I don't think I don't think if like for example, like you look at like your partner's history and you see porn, like that's like something that you're like, okay, we're done. But it's something like, what's going on here? Like, why do you have to do this? You know, like you shouldn't be, like, it's not good for you. Like, it's not healthy for you. Like, you should be doing, like, mentally, it's just not good for you, and it's not good for our relationship. Like, you know, you shouldn't do that, you know, because it's the same thing. It's desensitizing you, and you'll become more quickly desensitized to your sex with your partner, you know, because like you're in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you're like, that's the same person. Like you have to spice things up anyway, and you're just gonna have to do it quicker if you watch porn, and it's just gonna be harder to kind of keep up with that, you know, like
you think there's coming things... there's definitely coming back from it, you what? Know, like once you stop, you know, then your body starts to get used
yeah
to
of
it.
Course
it's not like it fucks you up forever.
Just imagine, like, you're not... You're not
washing thing, it all
yeah,
the time.
You don't... I mean, that's... I saw drastic changes in, like, my...
Yeah, I've also stopped, and it's definitely... It changes things. You know, it makes... Like I said, the best word to describe it, it makes it more tantalizing.
Tantalizing. Word of the day. You know what my word of the day is? Nyash.
Nyash?
N-Y-A-S-H.
What does that stand for?
It's a British slang for ass. Nyash.
You saw that on a TikTok or some shit?
Central C was doing like a... you know who that is? He was doing like a... What do you call it? Freestyle? I got the video here.
Yeah, and he was comparing the terms. I did see that.
Yeah. Hang on, I gotta pull up the clip. This is From the Deep, call it that.
This is, well, it is now time to go. From the Deep.
Hang on.
Who sent this to you?
I found it myself.
So this is your own From the Deep?
Yeah.
A first ever for 2D podcast. They don't understand, I'm giving them UK yeah. slang, my brother, my fam, my act. Wait. We say the feds just done asleep, we say the boy them running my gaff. We say on God no cap, we say swear on your life, don't gas. We say spin the block, we say jump out and slide and crash. You call it machine, we call it a mash. Strip club and they're shaking ass. But in my words, they're shaking yash. Shaking yash.
You get me. Yash.
You get me in it.
And then this is, oh no, this is the other one. Listen to this synonym in British slang for prostitute. Okay.
Tell us about your first sexual experience with a sex worker. I used to go and watch all the footy with lads, and I'm not into footy. You know,
weird start to this story.
I used to go all the games. I just liked the camaraderie of it all.
Yeah.
I watched this as well.
In Amsterdam, and they were like, I was a virgin. They all knew.
Yeah, I saw this.
And they all threw in and were like, get your brass, get your brass.
Get your brass.
Free me with this brass.
Get your brass.
Free me with this brass.
Brass.
That's all. Yeah.
Basically, the story was that he went back with this chick, told her that he didn't want to lose his virginity to a virgin.
And she basically taught him everything about sex.
Yeah.
In those 20 minutes.
No, she literally whipped out her fucking pussy, showed him the clit, showed him how to rub it, all this shit.
And she came out. That was nuts.
But they came out and they agreed to...
And she was like, oh my God, it was like amazing or whatever.
Best sex ever. He has a fat cock.
And all his boys were like, yeah.
See?
Yeah, but like good, you know, you got like a good thing out of it. You don't have anything?
No, there's nothing.
Well, that's fine because, you know, I had something, so. Regardless, I mean.
R.I.P. Avicii.
Yeah, we haven't listened to Avicii in a while. Thank you all for listening. While you're listening to this, we're at a hard days of work. 1 month till I'm set free.
Hey! Follow us on Instagram at 2D Podcast.
Let's get it. Shane, peace.